You're listening to SBS News.
For countries, communities in northwest Victoria, the arrival of migrants looking for work can provide a big boost, not only to local businesses, but for student numbers at small schools. The federally funded scheme, Bridge to Regional Employment Opportunities, will focus on housing families and linking migrants to work. Catherine Scarth is the Chief Executive of AIMS Australia.
Probably there's a lack of understanding about the range and numbers of jobs that are available in regional Victoria, in fact, regional Australia. I think many people think about jobs only being perhaps in the agricultural sector, whereas obviously there are a whole range of jobs.
She says migrants face many challenges when moving to a new town.
So often housing is quite difficult, or other infrastructure. They obviously need access to transport and education and health services. So in many ways it's the same things that anyone will need.
Regional Cities Victoria, which represents the 10 largest regional cities in the state, says targeted skill migration will help address chronic skill shortage issues. Chair Margaret O'Rourke says she supports this plan, but adds it needs support.
I think when you're attracting migrants to communities, it's also making sure there's a great support base around them, not just in transport links, but community. So that they're coming to a town where the community will support them, and that there are jobs, obviously, that would support them as well.
Ms. O'Rourke has witnessed the successful resettlement of Karen, refugees in the central Victorian city of Bendigo, where she is the mayor.
The first Karen family came to Bendigo around 2007. There's close to 2,500 Karen people living here now, and they've been certainly very active in working in a number of our manufacturers. Hazeldine's Chickens is one that comes to mind.
Regional Cities has previously stressed that infrastructure investment is needed to maintain living standards, while also warning migration programs must coexist with reliable rail and roads in local communities. Earlier this year, the federal government announced $20 million to help attract skilled migrants to regional areas, giving those who want to work regionally priority visa processing. Another state agency, Rural Councils Victoria, has previously said it supports visa changes and business proposals to encourage migration to regional areas. The Prime Minister also introduced two new regional visas for skilled workers, requiring them to live and work in regional Australia. 23,000 places will be set aside for these regional visas. But the Settlement Council of Australia's Tammy Wolves says there needs to be long-term employment opportunities within a welcoming community.
There needs to be willingness from the community to provide social to support social and economic participation for the whole family that comes to their communities, so that they can build a community and that there's a reason for people to stay, because regional resettlement really needs to be about long-term settlement, not around a transient worker population.
Ms. Wolves says regional resettlement has worked well in some places, but not so well in other areas. She says success depends on the type of work.
Migration has always led to social and economic growth wherever it's been in Australia, and just as in the cities, I think that there are opportunities for towns and regional areas to be reinvigorated.
The project will support families between now and 2021.